This is the OCML Podcast.
Enjoy local music.
Hey, it's episode 67 of the OCML Podcast. I'm your host, John Safari, and I'm here with David Martinez.
Yo, what's up?
And Mr. Mike Stark from behind the soundboard usually is going to be here today.
This is you, sir, Mike.
This is weird.
Yeah, it's weird. You're usually in the other room.
Right.
Today we're going to talk about why you should start a podcast, how you can start a podcast, and all the good diddly-do's and diddly-don'ts of podcasting.
I think right out of the box, why, you can answer that question.
Oh, of course.
How has it helped the OCML cause?
Well, you know, so far, I'm sure some of you listening can attest that we've been able to provide some pretty decent and necessary information to local artists that they wouldn't have had otherwise. And that helps everything that we do. That helps the artists be more prepared for shows, know how to promote better, and do all these other things that, you know, a lot of other people maybe charge somebody for some class to teach them how to social media. And it's in everybody's interest for you to know how to do it. So we're just here to give you that information. And it's consistent. It's easily consumable. You can listen to it in traffic because there's a lot of that. There's a million reasons why it is a positive thing.
The on-demand aspect of podcasting, coming from a background of radio, which has always been you tune in and you listen to a specific
live broadcast.
I think in this day of DVRs and on-demand programming, I think it's far more effective than a live
situation. Yeah, because you don't miss it. You can listen to it at your convenience.
Exactly.
I guess I didn't even really think of that one, but from the radio background, it's got to be a huge difference.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, the whole radio business there's a transition over to
the podcast,
to the podcast world. I mean, there's always going to be
most of the shows now saved as podcasts too?
A lot of the talk shows are. There's the copyright issues with music shows, obviously, but with talk shows, and generally they don't podcast a whole show. They'll podcast
a little segment.
If you know, they segmentize them.
Yeah.
So if it's a 2-hour show, they may put out four or five podcasts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's sort of how radio is adapting. But it is an on-demand world, and I think in terms of what we do here at the studio, that's what we're aiming more towards.
Yeah. And I mean, it's not just on-demand. It's I want it when I want it, and I want it now. And if you can't give it to me, I don't want it anymore. You could look at anything in your pocket on your computer now. So,
pretty much.
But for us, it's been awesome to just be able to get the information out that we think that everybody should have.
How many shows does the LA Radio Studio currently have running, aside from ours?
We have, on a consistent basis, 13 shows involving about 60 different people at this point. And as somebody pointed out to me, it's not just 60 people that are involved, because there are thousands of listeners involved in those 13 podcasts.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
It's a big deal. I know you guys have a huge listenership to yours. So, you know, it's
never big enough. So if you know a friend that needs some of this information, please go ahead and share, and also check out some of the other stuff on the LA Radio Studio Network, which you can do at the website.
Yeah, laradiostudio.com. And then there's a show links page. And you guys are up there. Everybody else that's doing the shows are up there. And some of our older podcasts are up there, because that's the other thing about podcasting. If you quit doing a podcast, the podcast still remains up there forever.
Yeah.
You know, it's evergreen. It's there for as long as someone pays to have it on the server.
That's almost worth it, just keeping an audio diary for yourself nowadays, because, you know, who even writes, right?
So exactly.
But that's really cool, because you can create something and then use that forever to promote whatever it was you're talking about, or to give that kind of information.
And the other good thing about podcasting is you're obviously going to pick up listeners as you go down the line of podcasting. But a new listener can come in on we're doing 67.
Episode 67 right now.
A new listener comes in at 67 and realizes, hey, there's 66 other shows I can listen to. From the past.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, so it's really a new way of thinking about audio and video, for that matter.
Yeah, I mean, most of them. I mean, we're taking video right now too, so it's everything is changing to a video.
Sure.
For the most part, yeah. Right? But audio is still just the easiest thing to consume.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, what led you to opening the LA Radio Studio?
Well, I'll try to do a thumbnail discussion of it. I've worked in radio for 30 years. I worked a good portion of that time at ABC Radio. The ABC Radio Network shut down their network studios about 9 years ago in Burbank. And they were going to take all the equipment, all the gear, and they were going to throw it into a landfill because it had, the corporation had written it all off. And it was and they were going to build a new studio with digital equipment and everything. And so my partner, who runs the Portsicall restaurant next door, and I decided, that's not good. This equipment is still... as it still works and it can be used. And so we hired the engineer that had built the studio in Burbank, who had lost his job when they did this, and he took it apart, and we reassembled it down here in beautiful Portsicall Village.
Oh, man, and you got to love it with the water view. I mean, this is way better than Burbank.
So as a guy that's worked all my life in radio, I come in here and I look out that window and I am truly living the dream.
Yep.
There's no question about it.
It doesn't get better.
I get to do what I love more and not only what I love, the only thing I'm really qualified to do. and look out the window and look at the harbor and hang out with guys like you, which is fun too. So, you know, I am living the dream without a doubt.
And that is awesome. I'm so excited that we do the podcast here. Same shit. Like, how can I get better? We're giving people information that's helping them and we're in a beautiful place.
Sure.
And it's pretty low maintenance at the same time, you know? So
absolutely.
And I think that's another thing that everybody needs to know about podcasting. It's really not that hard. You could buy a mic on Amazon that plugs in via USB to your computer and download a free audio recording program and make a podcast yourself. You could do it on your iPhone.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be in a nice studio like we are to get started or
absolutely.
To deliver good content. And I think that's a lot of what gets in people's way is they think that it needs to be
mm-mm.
super done up and super professional.
Not
and it
at
doesn't.
All.
You just need to do it.
Here's the thing, though. Anyone can start a podcast. It's a matter of keep going with it.
Absolutely.
A lot of people usually start, you know, especially in our business that, you know, want to do promoters or whatever other bullshit that we do. But then once they start seeing how the fucking sausage is made behind the scenes, then they're like, yeah, we don't want to do this anymore. And then they dip out within 3 months.
Yeah, you know, they get a couple of bad shows that didn't get a lot of views, and then they just get discouraged and get over it. And, you know, like, shit, we've had some really bad shows that we barely made it out of. Like, we had to cut a show once. Mike was just like, man, you guys suck today. And I was like, hey, we know, but we still did it. We put them out, and we did better next time.
The key, and you hit on this, David, is the key is consistency.
100%.
It has to be – there has to be a show come out every week. It doesn't have to be great every time. Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing about podcasting. It doesn't have to be slick. You know, you can do it. Yeah, I'd love to have you at my studio, but you can do it in your bedroom, in your garage, in your car, you know, wherever you want to do it. And it, at the end of the day, it isn't the quality of the technical aspect of it. It's the quality of the content itself, the stuff that you're providing in that podcast. It hasn't, you know, you can have the greatest sounding podcast in the world. If you're not giving them content, what's the point?
Yeah, and it's just about providing value to the listener,
right?
Because the listener has a bajillion other options. So you have to be able to make sure that you've formulated something that can provide value, because if not, then, you know, it doesn't matter how nice the studio is or how shitty the recording is.
And in your case, you know, you are providing unbelievable service to these musicians who, you know, all they know is they picked up a guitar at a certain age, or they picked up an instrument at a certain age, and they're playing and they're doing their art, but they don't understand the etiquette of various things.
What to do before a show.
What to do. Yeah. Yeah, so you are providing a valuable service, and I'm sure you get plenty of feedback back from bands and stuff about that.
It's cool when we say something and then, like, on a post later that week, you know, somebody comments, I loved when you said that, and I did this immediately, and it worked, and it's, you know... That's what we're doing this podcast for.
The other thing I noticed in the case of you guys, again, is that some of the principles that you apply to musicians could also apply to any business in terms of showing up on time, in terms of not coming to work drunk, you know, things that...
Digital promotion, digital content.
Yeah, digital content. Yeah. If you're
getting with the times.
Yeah, exactly.
It's an evolving era for a lot of people, especially business in general, because they're trying to adapt into the internet. I mean, you grew up without, you know, the
That's
internet.
Right.
We grew up with it, and it was still...
I grew up with dial-up.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I mean, nobody even knows what that is anymore.
Even then, you know, Blockbuster still existed, and sure. You know, there's other... And it's just a matter of adapting.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's still going on.
And that's the thing. Like, you know, you look at Blockbuster and they didn't adapt and Netflix destroyed them. And that can happen and will happen to any and every business that doesn't adapt with the way that the current climate goes. You know, if you stick to something that's outdated and other people are offering it the way that people want it, you're done.
Yeah. And just before we started this podcast, I was talking to my engineer, Ted, who is part of... my radio background, he did mornings at KNAC for years and years. So he's a radio guy. I'm a radio guy. And we were talking about how a lot of our peers, a lot of people in the radio business, including radio itself, has not completely adapted.
No.
It's still crazy.
It's still the old, you know, play a few records and then 8 minutes of commercials, play a few more records, 8 minutes of commercials. And there's nothing innovative about what's being done. And there are people still out there that, quite honestly, have maybe aged out in terms of the business, yeah. But are still, they still have that fire, and they still have, I think, I like to think of myself sort of in that vein, and, mm-hmm. and Ted as well, that we still try to look for new ways to present what we're doing. Now, there are a lot of people that aren't, but there are people that have been aged out simply by age, yeah. You know how that works, that were creative back in the day in the old radio terms, but still understand that in order to be competitive, you have to do some different things. You have to adapt to the social media. You have to do all of the things that are part of the package today. It's kind of a shame in that respect. But then there are, you know, radio itself is being run by bean counters now anyway. Very little creative.
Well, and also, I think radio, at least for the style of radio that I listen to, is British. Here, even K-Rock, the majority of these already have podcasts. They started these side, you know, audio projects aside from their weekly and daily shows that they currently have. So they are kind of adapting. Some of them, luckily, have a website, you know. And
sure.
And it'll be a process.
Oh, also, absolutely.
It'll be weird and different to kind of see where they lead to.
Yeah, I think so too.
Creative wise, design wise.
The problem is a station like K-Rock is run by a corporation, you know, and they've got other stations in the same market, and they're competing with themselves in a lot of respects. So they have to make sure they don't overstep, you know, their bounds and compete with their own station, and that whole thing has changed the radio business a lot.
Yeah.
So. Man. That's weird to think about, you know, just worrying about competing with yourself.
right.
It's a weird thought. Like,
well, again, you talk to the old school radio guys, and what made radio great in the old days is that there was a healthy competition. Mm-hmm. In other words, you wanted to beat that guy down the block. You wanted you both had a rock station, but you wanted to be the rock station.
Yeah.
Well, nowadays it doesn't work that way because the guy down the block is owned by the same company.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? You know.
Well, that's when you hear the same fucking song on three stations in an hour.
Right.
You're like, I'm tired of this. And some of these, I just heard this.
And some of these radio stations play the same song within the 5-minute lapse. So, like, you know, turn to K-Rock, then you turn to, like, 98.7 or whatever. Right.
And then the next song that comes on is the song that was just on over on K-Rock. And it's like, it's the same 40 damn songs that nobody even really likes. And like, who likes this shit?
And then 8 minutes of commercials.
Now, do you think there's that same drive and ambition in podcasting?
No, I think that because it's so open and because it's different, because it doesn't have to be as slick, I think there's a lot more of creative possibilities in what you can do with a podcast. Because really, the canvas is blank. You just turn on the mic and you paint the picture. You paint what you want, and you don't have a suit looking over your head.
True.
You know? And the only issue with podcasting so far, and we're early on in this, is how you monetize them. Now, you guys use yours as a tool for all of the other things that you do. But a lot of people want to make some money doing a podcast. So how do you monetize them? You can put commercials in the podcasts themselves. But how do you get a sponsor to sponsor you unless you have 12 zillion hits?
Yeah.
So there's that issue. If you're using it strictly as a marketing tool, like you guys do, then you don't have that restraint.
I don't care to monetize the podcast, nor do I care to monetize providing value to the artist that we're trying to help, because that's exactly what we're trying to do. So that doesn't have a price tag or a minimum that has to be acquired. So.
And that's a gift to be able to do that.
Absolutely.
Because then you don't have to worry about, you do the podcast, you do it however you want to do it. There's nobody dictating.
Yeah.
Nobody that would come back to you as a sponsor might and say, I don't like the way, I don't like what the content you did that week or whatever.
Yeah, and to that I would say I don't need your sponsorship anymore then, because this is my content, fuck
you,
off.
Right, exactly.
And that's another thing about that's cool with the podcast versus radio, at least for me, I get scared as fucking shitless every time I go on the radio because I might say fucking shit. And one time I was on the Laguna Beach 93.5 and I stopped myself, but I almost said shit, and it was just nerve wracking. And I don't have to worry about that on a podcast.
Right.
I can say whatever the hell I want.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I think that that's good too, because it's 2018. Who gives a hell? Shit, fuck. It's common. Half of it's on the radio and on the TV now. It's not like back in the day.
As long as we have an FCC that wants to get involved in that sort of thing, when they're not shutting down the net.
If you're still listening to this podcast, I guess we made the cut.
Exactly.
But it's just. Fuck the government, man.
Right.
That's a topic we don't talk about on this show.
Exactly.
Because it's dumb. But for podcasting and for radio, each kind of has their own lane, I guess, still.
Absolutely.
It is nice to know or to be able to have people come back the same time at a certain day to listen to your show. Like, it's also a cool type of thing to build around your show, right? To have a following that's paying attention to a certain day. But
sure.
I do think that that falls on a lot of deaf ears that aren't going to pay attention.
Well, again, and we go back to this whole corporate radio mentality, there's a whole thing about being live and local, which sounds great. If you're a radio station and you're live and you're local and you can cover local things and things that are going on locally, that's fine. But most corporate radio comes from a lot of shows come from somewhere else, New York City or whatever. Not so much here in L.A. because most of it's
in L.A.
It generates from L.A. But like, take a Ryan Seacrest in the morning. His show is heard all over the country. So if you're living in Atlanta, Georgia, and listening to Ryan Seacrest, that's not live and local.
Mm-mm.
That's not at all live and local. And they don't deal with anything that's locally going on.
Yeah.
And radio's so important if there's some sort of a disaster in a local area. You need radio.
Yep.
And even then, the government will hit you up directly on your phone. They send you a text message.
If you have service, though. If there's no service.
If you have a new phone, if you have a flip phone, then you're stuck in whatever fucking...
If you have a flip phone, I would like a picture of it. But you can't take it with your flip phone because it doesn't have a camera.
Even our pal, even our pal Lee Ballinger now.
We finally got Mr. Ballinger who...
Off his flip phone.
Yeah, he had a flip phone for like the first year I met him. And I told him, like, dude, you need to get a pocket computer.
And he did.
And he finally got a pocket
computer. But he doesn't
know
how to use it. He was here last week.
It'll take time.
Yeah, but... you know, Lee's one of the other guys that has a podcast on the LA Radio Studio Network, the Love and War Show. I think it's every other Monday, right?
Yeah, every
other.
It's
not every week, like us, but it comes out the same day. So, you know, maybe when you're done with this, you can pop on over and check out a couple episodes of Lee's podcast. A lot more of a serious tone, providing information about, you know, social injustice that's going on, and we touch a lot on the homelessness. Lee's one of the people that we do the Artists United and homelessness with. So,
right.
It's definitely a more serious note than our show, but very, very necessary information that I think everybody should be aware of that you probably aren't because most people don't want you to know it.
Exactly.
So very informative, concise, to the point.
Available on iTunes along with everything else we do here at the LA Radio Studio.
Yeah. So if we looked up on iTunes LA Radio Studio, does that come up with anything or no?
No, it doesn't come up that way. You got to look up the individual shows and that should come up.
Yeah. So we'll
and iTunes, I'm not completely sold on iTunes personally as a podcast delivery service because sometimes you'll post the podcast and it doesn't show up on iTunes for a day or two. Whereas some of the other, like Feedburner, which is what when I post promos for the shows we do in here, I use Feedburner because the minute it's posted on it's up and people can get to it. And I'm always leery of using iTunes to promote a show because someone will go there and it's not there yet. You know, because there's a lag time of sorts.
Interesting. Yeah.
Well, but
I like it because
on the other side,
I have an Apple, so I have the podcast app already on my phone.
And iTunes and Apple
it's very universal.
The mainstream device.
It's a mainstream
situation.
We
also have our content on Player FM, player.fm for the Android users out there.
Right, right.
Yeah, and you know, again, don't overthink it. And that goes for everything, not just podcasting. Like, if there's something that you want to do, you just got to go do it. You know, success follows people who start. You can't succeed if you don't start. And if you overthink it, you'll never start. So just start your fucking podcast, man.
Yeah. And the other thing about podcasting is it's very niche oriented. So if we've got a show here that caters to people that love Halloween. Now, when I first came in here, I said, you know, Halloween. I'm not a Halloween. You know, Halloween comes. But there are people that love Halloween 365 days a year.
Yes, there are.
And I didn't believe it until I started seeing the hit count. And people are listening to this show. So, hey, just because it's not my cup of tea
doesn't mean it isn't
good.
If you do something so specific like that,
right,
it's easier to get sponsors. You know,
absolutely.
Like if you're like the number one fucking Pikachu catcher in the world, like you could make $50,000 a year off of that, you know, and you don't even have to be number one. You could be just a really popular blog site or a really popular podcast that talks about anime and you can get the upcoming things that come out to do a fucking commercial for 2 minutes, you know.
The only genre that's kind of oversaturated is the lifestyle coaching.
Yeah, because everybody thinks
everybody
that you should do it their way.
That's true. Damn. You're right.
Look at the stories on Instagram. Like, hey, you want to learn how to got these 5 cars? Swipe up and PayPal me directly.
My name's Ty Lopez, and I'm a big douche. I remember when I had $30 in my pocket and I was sleeping on a couch. Now look at my Lamborghini.
Right. Exactly. Hey,
come on. That didn't do shit for me. And then you want to sell me the information that's supposed to. You don't want me to succeed. You want my money. That's why I don't like
any of
that
shit. Well,
those
podcasts won't last because, again, the consistency. How many times are you going to be able to do a single podcast and do what you're talking about? over and over again before people just say, you know, I'm done with
this. If anything, you could do just invite.
About 18 months and you get over it.
Invite local entrepreneurs and have them talk about their struggles and other stuff. Or whatever.
You see, that's different, though. You know, that's kind of also what we're sort of doing with, you know, bringing in a guest. So, you know, it's all creative. It's not just some dude who started a fucking business, right? But and that, I think, is a little bit more valuable than, you know, not.
And I think also, and you guys have adapted to my concept of making the podcast short. You know, a lot of podcasters come in and they think, oh, I'm going to do 2 hours. Well, 2 hours is great. You know, if you've got 2 hours of content every week, that's wonderful. But understand that we live in a world where, especially people of your age, their attention span is not 2 hours.
Our age,
wait,
18,
what?
18 25.
Yeah. Or your age and younger.
Younger, awesome. Yeah.
You know,
I'm getting the grays, man. I'm getting up there.
Yeah, I just turned 21. So.
I would say, yeah, right. So did I. But
man, I thought you were 23. Yeah. Fuck.
The generation that came MTV and beyond,
yeah.
I think there was a certain short attention span right. attached to that generation, and they can't take 2 hours of a single time.
I can't, and like I mean I love the Joe Rogan podcast, but I've never listened to a whole Joe Rogan podcast.
Oh really?
Like they're fucking 4 hours long, you right. know? Like I don't have that much time. I listen to it the hour and a half when I'm in the car, but then I don't go back to it.
Well, we actually did some studies, and that's why most of the podcasts that we do in here are 15 to 30 minutes max. And we had one podcast in here that actually was able to get some good metrics, because that's something we are having trouble getting is good metrics on any of the shows. But they had good metrics, and it showed we were doing hour long podcasts, and then it started showing that at the 15 minute mark, people stopped listening.
Yep, we had to adapt our videos to that. When we would have the Art of Spotlight, that was like 5-6 minutes long. People would stop at about
about
3 minutes.
Oh, really?
Was about as much as they would get in. So we had to shorten our videos, make them a little bit quicker.
It depends on the content. Yeah. I could watch like a food travel video that's 15 minutes long, but then again, they're in different locations with different topics or whatever.
A lot going on. Yeah.
And it's not just one person sitting right. in a couch. You're like, hey, tell me your story, and they're like, oh shit, and I'm here for 15 minutes.
Right. So it's important. There are certain things that will help you do a podcast. Again, there's no restrictions on what you can do. But if you want people to listen to it, you need to think about the other outside factors.
Yeah, you got to think about the end and who's listening to it, and if it's worth their time. And that's the thing. Time is more valuable than money, and I'm sure most of you listening know that. So in order to get somebody's attention, you really have to be doing something that's worth their time.
Sure.
And the most valuable thing that you can have is not money. It's somebody's attention. So as soon as you have their attention, then they're listening to you. And then you have the ability to sell your idea, your product, your music, sponsor ads, all that kind of stuff. So it's all about grabbing their attention, and then you got to retain it. And retaining it is the tricky part, because I can get anybody's attention by going, hey, look at me! Now I got your attention, but how do I keep
play
it?
Play that Wookiee
you
sound.
Know? I could just be walking around, and then I got my Chewbacca with me. And
yeah.
And everybody's like, what does that grown man have a kid's book for?
Yeah.
how to speak to Wookiees.
It's because I'm trying to learn how to speak to Wookiees. Yeah. And if you want to know, it's Star Wars, How to Speak Wookiee, a manual for intergalactic communication by Wookiee Smith.
Now, there's a podcast right there.
I'm right there.
Yeah.
I can have an entire podcast about how to speak like a Wookiee. And
all
of the Star Wars nerds would love it so much I would sell ad space to Disney.
No, you're right.
And if you want to take that idea, feel free, just tag me when you post it, because I want to listen. But again, you can pick up this book. It's pretty fucking awesome. It's got like, 10 different phrases in Wookiee, and it teaches you, and they got cool illustrations and shit. So, what would be something that you would want to leave people with?
Do a podcast.
Hey, podcast.
Get that mic that John was talking about. Plug it into your computer. Talk into it and post it.
It's like $40. I bought one like before we started doing this podcast just so I could talk. I don't use it because I come here now, but it's so easy. You could do it anywhere. You could get a mic for your phone and record it on your phone.
And there are free services that will post your podcast for you.
What's the one that you use?
Well, I don't use free ones. I have my own server for that. But okay. You can post like on SoundCloud. They give you a certain amount of
for free,
and then you can pay for more. But if you're rotating the podcast in and out, you could do that's a cheap way
that's
of doing it.
That's the cheap way to do it.
And then
WordPress. There's another one.
WordPress, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. You can't really check statistics on there. I mean, you probably can, but we use it to push ours there. Because
right.
iTunes, all you use is the iTunes login for that, and you know.
But you still need a server to put the actual audio on. That's always the issue. So, but
cool.
There are free ways of doing it.
Yeah,
so.
And if you need to figure that out, you can just Google it. You know, it's like so easy to find all this stuff. And
yeah.
The only thing that's standing in your way is you. Remember that. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you,
Mike, for hopping in here. You're usually on the other side, so it's
Wasn't too painful.
It wasn't too bad, huh?
Yeah, it was.
But you know, the moral of the story here is do a podcast and do it at the LA Radio Studio.
Correct.
We're gonna leave you here with a song from the band From Zero to Hero, and it's called From X's to Ashes. You can check out all of our content and more at OCML.us. You know the rest.
Peace.
What do you look away?
Get the best local bands on stage and online at OCML.us. Enjoy local music.